Talk now to Tony Clark, former local councillor, former MP for Northampton South, former director at the Cobblers, and more importantly, a big Cobblers fan. A lot of rumours flying around the Northampton Borough Council won't go ahead with their threat of legal action. Tony, even though they have set the club a deadline, they don't want to see it go under any more than anybody else does. Where do you stand on all this?
Well, I don't think anybody wants to see the club go under, and I don't think Northampton Borough Council necessarily want to have to take the legal action. I think the problem the council's in is that having pressed the button not to follow through could leave them open to scrutiny from upon high. Even the councillors could be surcharged if they took a political decision not to follow through once they'd decided to go for legal action. So it's a lot more complicated than it seems.
Yes, just for the sake of our listeners who might not understand the local government processes, what does that mean, surcharge a councillor?
Well, to surcharge a councillor means that if a political decision was taken not to follow through and to recover the taxpayers' money, the government could say, well, the councillors themselves have taken that decision not in the best interest of the council taxpayer, and so they will have to pay it personally.
So they're liable. In the Chronicle and Echo this morning, because it's Thursday, the paper's out in print form, the leader of the Labour group on the council, Councillor Danielle Stone, says there should be a full inquiry. We need to know what level of due diligence was carried out into the club's financial situation. Was the Borough Council satisfied that should repeated defaults happen, the club had enough assets as collateral? Was it confident it could get the money back? Do you think there should be a full inquiry like that?
Well, yes, there should, and I think that inquiry should extend all the way through the council. I don't think necessarily, you know, having opposition councillors jumping on bandwagons and saying that we need an inquiry just to pour scorn on the administration is very helpful, because one thing we do know is that this whole affair has been so badly mismanaged by both sides, and that the supervision of the loan by the council, by the administration, even the questioning from the opposition has been appalling. Now, you only have to go onto a website, you can look at the loan conditions, and you can see that money was paid over outside of those conditions by the council. It was supposed to be stage payments, so there's supposed to be supervision of each stage, there wasn't, so money's been handed over, and that's when the scrutiny perhaps should have come in. They're all playing catch-up now, all after the event, saying, oh, we need to look at this. The communication from the club that we know has been appalling. We also know that it's been a disaster in terms of the stand itself is not built to specification.
It's more than a disaster, Tony. It's an embarrassment, isn't it?
It's a complete embarrassment for both sides. I mean, you know, I think the football club need to apologise to its fans for the way that they've been kept in the dark. I think that the council needs to be apologising to the public for the way it's mismanaged this whole thing. But I think more than anything, we need a plan that's going to get us from here to a point where we can still secure league football in Northampton, but also find a way forward. Now, you know, I think one of the things the council should be doing is talking to the football club and saying, well, look, we'll put off legal action for a period of time if you pay the outstanding monies that are in terms of the missing instalments, just to give us some time so we can put a proper plan together, get this whole affair looked at externally, because it's quite clear now that those internally are not capable of managing the situation, and see if we can together, the town, the council, the football club, the fans, can come up with a way of rescuing something rather than just letting events take us over and finding ourselves in a position we can't get out of.
And that's the crunch question to end with. In just a few seconds, Tony, literally a few seconds, how confident are you there will be a new buyer for the football club and there's a way out of this?
I don't think there can be a new buyer while there's so much instability, and I think we need to resolve some of these situations before it becomes an attractive proposition.
Tony, thank you. Tony Clark with us on the programme.